This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And sitting across from us, a guy who makes me feel very old.
It's because you are.
Well, I know.
Don't sell yourself short.
Well,
you're old.
The bad thing is I've got guys who are like in their late 40s who I called their high school games and stuff.
Right.
But Denzel Ward, sitting across from us, former Nordonia Knight, who had a great run through the playoffs with Nordonia, and I called a couple of your games, and you guys were wildly entertaining.
Yeah, I definitely miss those times playing with those guys at Nordonia.
That was a fun team. A friend of mine, Andy Bell's son, played left tackle for you, went on to Toledo.
Yeah, Cam.
Cam's a great big dude. Man, there were so many talented guys on that team. And you were fun to watch.
Appreciate
so
that.
It's a pretty good pipeline, though. I mean, if you go back and you look at high schools across the country, Rob Sims, Jason Trusnick, even I don't know, how old were you when Jordan Maben was there?
Oh, I forget. I remember
pretty
Jordan,
young.
Though. Yeah, I was pretty young.
Yeah, you look at Nordonia, and I don't know that maybe when we were kids we didn't look at Nordonia as, like, a place to
football
produce.
Hotbed?
Yeah, but, I mean, when you look back over the last decade, I mean, it's been pretty good.
Definitely.
Good coaching, too.
Definitely good coaching. Yeah.
Before we get into the Browns. Last night, Monday Night Football, 105 points on the board. If you're a corner in that game, are you getting dizzy? Are you falling over from exhaustion? What's going on in a game like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just got to watch the game and see. But some guys struggle. Everybody's going there and make plays. Those are big-time quarterbacks that are going against each other, and they make plays.
All right, here we go. I mean, just talk about the transition for you between college and pro right now and – you know, we all love watching you play. Mm. And part of it's probably because you're from here. I mean, that's half the battle. And you went to Ohio State. But the other part of it is to be able to watch someone grow as fast as you have. Are you kind of, I don't want to say surprised, but has the game seemed different than what you expected coming out of college?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a little different. The game speed was definitely a lot faster than college was. But I felt it wasn't nothing that I really couldn't handle. I felt my speed could kind of match the speed of the NFL games. But just understanding playbook and getting to hang with guys and understand the process of it. So it's been going pretty well for me so far.
I mean, really, it's football. I mean, you always say football is your life, football is your life. But really, football is your life right now. And can you just talk about how you go from a guy that had to go to class and then go to football to the only class that matters is the class that you're taking in Berea now.
Right. Right? Yeah. I actually been enjoying it because being in college classes and football is kind of a little stressful because having a lot of classes and still having a workload with football. So now that I could just focus on football has definitely been a lot stress-free.
Denzel Ward joining us. The difference between the college game and the NFL game when it comes to what you're allowed to do. And that plays into the type of game that we saw last night, you know, with 105 points on the board and two quarterbacks going nuts. Has technique in the NFL been an interesting thing to learn? And what do you think of what
like
it
technique
is?
Technique in my position?
Yeah, and the way that they've legislated the game so that, you know, you guys can't do a whole lot with wide receivers, it seems.
Yeah, it is different because, like, in college, you could get more hands-on throughout the route, but in the NFL now, you got to stop, like, after 5 yards, so – It is a bit of a difference, so you kind of got to do critique your technique a little bit to kind of adjust.
We've had it in basketball. We've had it sometimes in football. You have it now. Local guy playing for the hometown team. Is that something you wanted? And now that it's here one way or the other, how do you deal with that, Denzel? Because for you, that comes with a whole different, you know, different bag of things you have to deal with than a guy who comes here from, say, Texas A&M, who's from Dallas.
Yeah, can we get tickets for this week's game?
Oh, yeah, you got it.
We only need four each.
Right.
And really, can you make sure they're good seats? Don't put us up in the 500.
Right. No, it's definitely a blessing. And throughout the whole draft process, I was open to going anywhere, obviously. I didn't really care where I went. I just wanted to be playing a game of football. So it's definitely a blessing that I'm here playing with my hometown team, and I'm just trying to make the best of it.
What's it been like for your family?
They've been enjoying it. They've been loving it. Been getting tickets to the game, and I'm able to see them often and get home-cooked meals. So they've been definitely enjoying me being here.
Ohio State's a good place to kind of get ready. I mean, for here, you know, you look at guys that, I mean, when you're at Ohio State, it's a professional atmosphere down there, and getting tickets isn't easy and doing all those things. And I would think that, you know, the social pressure and the family pressure of the transition would be a little bit easier just because you went to Ohio State.
Yeah, I think definitely. Being under guys like Coach Meyer and Coach Mick, they did a great job of developing us there. And I feel they definitely prepared me and prepared a lot of guys coming into the NFL.
Denzel, last thing. Two big games for you this weekend.
Yeah, I was about to say, last thing.
Exactly.
I got a couple questions here, but keep going.
Well, he's here to serve.
I know.
And we're taking him away from the work that he has to do.
You're right, Coach.
Two things. We'll get to Andy's question next. Let's talk Browns-Bengals. Uh-huh. You're going up against your old head coach on the other side. Have you guys thought about that? And maybe, boy, okay, there's Hugh. He knows us really, really well, mm-hmm. and he's on the other sideline now. That's got to be strange.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's really about just going in and being able to do what the game plan is going in. So we're not really focused on him being the coach there. We're more focused on us and what we got to do to win.
And?
The big question at the shoe, your thoughts on this week's game.
Oh, Buckeyes got it all day.
I know they got it all day. You got to give me a little insight. And what does Ohio State need to do? I don't know. I mean, you probably had a chance to watch Ohio State last week on a rare occasion where you got to see. I mean, that was a crazy game.
Against
Maryland.
Yeah,
that was nuts. And it's so weird when you watch a team that has such high expectations every game, mm-hmm. every week. What does Ohio State need to do to win on Saturday?
Just play as a team. I think they're going to be good. Just defense got to do what they do and hold up the offense, and offense got to make plays.
It's a pretty simple answer. I know you got more in there than that.
No, he's not going to put it on the bulletin board.
You don't want to be a
nice
part of that?
All right. Well, a pleasure to have you here with us. Pleasure to have you playing for the Browns. And, man, it was fun watching you in Ordonia.
Thank you.
You
appreciate
were really,
it.
Really good.
Thank
you.
Man, it's fun watching you now.
Thank you.
Very true.
I love it.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
no problem.
That up. You've been outstanding. And, by the way, for a normal guy, you're a pretty big guy. For a DB, you're not the biggest guy in the world. Man, do you hit.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Yeah, it's definitely mentality. Throughout the whole draft process, everyone like to downgrade my size and say that I'm smaller in size. But I do feel it's all mentality. It's about whether you want to hit or not and what you want to do. So I definitely try to take that mindset to the game and play physical.
Well, you do. And thank you for being here with us today. Enjoy your time here at Feed the Need.
Thank you.
Way to get back.
Denzel Ward, Browns cornerback, former Nordonia Knight and Ohio State Buckeye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.